Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of free America. And I want you to embrace the idea of free America out there today. I'm going to be talking about some things you can do today to mitigate what is coming against this country and Christians. Brought to you once again by Covenant Church Spokane. Check us out online. And if you're looking for a church that is uncompromising on the gospel and is uncompromising on patriotism, you found your home. In Legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story in the news, behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. About our hope not being a man, but in Jesus Christ. About not ending in prayer, but moving to action. And about the gospel of the kingdom. Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. You hear that last one? We should be praising right now, not having a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I want to talk quickly about an idea out of Matthew 13. If you read Matthew 13 and go through that entire chapter is the gospel of the kingdom. And Jesus himself lays out what the gospel of the kingdom is. And part of what we are seeing today, again, is due to the passivity of the church, the idea that the church can never be forceful, it can't do anything, it just gonna sit back and accept evil. That is a heresy and a lie from the pit of hell. We're not supposed to just sit back and accept evil. We are actually, according to Matthew 13, supposed to do something entirely different. And I don't know where you are right now, but if you are in a place you can pull up your Bible, I would do that right now. We're going to go through this very quickly, but it's very important to understand the gospel of the kingdom. That is what Jesus preached. And I've heard way too often mealy-mouthed apologetics, or apologetics that quite candidly isn't even apologetics. It's actually seeding ground to the enemy, seeding ground to the kingdom of darkness. So it's important when we understand the gospel of the kingdom that we have citizenship rights in the gospel of the kingdom, which means we have rights, privileges, protections. We have sonship in the kingdom. We have influence from daddy. We have inheritance. We have a family. It's important to understand kingship as well. We have authority, responsibility. We even have crowns. And we have the ability to call forth armies and make decrees that are already decreed in heaven. Matthew 13, 24. I want to talk about this quickly. And I want you to listen to this. In fact, I'm going to skip down to the explanation of this. It's actually in verse 36. So Matthew 24, verse 36. And it says this: then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. And he said, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. Now, I'm going to stop there. We're going to go back up to verse 24, where it says, Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. Whose field? His field. And we go back down here to verse 38, and the field is the world. So his field, And if we're sons in the kingdom, we have an inheritance that is now our field. Very critical to understand this. Read this again closely. A lot of times people today aren't reading scripture closely. And they read into it controversial things. They read into it offense instead of reading it closely. Most people that have read that scripture have missed the part that says his field. And the field is what? The world. So the world is his. And then it says this, and the field is the world, and for the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom. So what Jesus is planning, we're the sons of the kingdom. And oh, by the way, if we're supposed to be wheat and not weeds, we're supposed to be wheat, not tares, not darnel. We're supposed to be wheat. That means we're supposed to be reproducing in the kingdom. We are supposed to be leading people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Most people think that they're the reapers in the harvest, but that's not what the scripture says. It says, and the weeds are the sons of the evil ones. So we're the sons of the kingdom. The enemy has sons, and those sons are weeds. They're the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. So just as weeds are gathered up and burned with fire, so it shall be at the end of the age. How many of you have looked at this and realized that if the field is ours, and if we reproduce, we lead people to Christ, if we plant new crop by our reproduction, in other words, the seeds fall to the ground, there's a planting, a reproduction, weeds can't grow up. That's number one. Number two, why are we so quick to give away this field? If it's his field and we have an inheritance from him, why are we so quick to give away this field here on earth? And even more interesting, do we have a right to defend that field from the enemy? Esther chapters 8 and 9 answer this question for us. God's method of deliverance, and you may want to look at John 5 as well. Many scholars believe Jesus celebrated Purim, which is the holiday that comes out of Esther chapter 8 and 9. What does Esther's chapter 8 and 9 say? It says that a queen went to get a decree from the king to protect her people against the evil plot of Haman, which was to kill them all on a specific day. And what was the way that they were delivered? What was the godly decree? It was to defend by the sword the Jewish people against those enemies that were going to kill them. And if you read those two chapters included in the Bible, they were defending the field. And God delivered them through Esther, a woman made for such a time as this, getting a decree from the king that the Jewish people could defend themselves with the sword against these enemies. Most of you have never even heard that teaching or even put that together, but it's important for what I'm about to talk about in the time that we're in. Right now, I'm going to paint a picture for you of what is actually going on and what did not happen. There is a ton of disinformation going on out on the internet right now, and unfortunately, Christians are spreading some of this stuff. It's a sophisticated disinformation campaign, so I'm just going to hit things head on, okay? QAnon is a disinformation campaign, a psychological operation that has been designed to keep Christians pacified and on the sidelines. To keep Christians from doing anything because there's a plan. We just got to wait for the plan. And all meanwhile, nobody's doing anything. And the same idea is actually in the church. The idea that we just need to hold on long enough until we get out of here, that is not a plan. That's not what God has called us to do. He's called us to be sons and daughters in the kingdom. Period. To preach the gospel of the kingdom, to go out into the world, to pray over people, healing, to pray over people, for them to be delivered, to pray over people, that their lives would be transformed. We are not supposed to be sitting on the sidelines, curled up in a fetal position in a corner, waiting for someday. So QAnon has the same effect as this idea that we just need to hold on long enough until we get out of here. And that is to serve to keep people on the sidelines. If you want to know what the biggest issue is right now, this mentality of staying on the sidelines until the plan comes to fruition or that somebody else is going to do it, that is not what the gospel of the kingdom says. The gospel of the kingdom says God is going to do it with us. In fact, you can actually read about this in John when Jesus says, I think it's John 17, when Jesus says, Father, do not take them out of the world. But keep them from the enemy. Our point with that is what? When people argue that, what is your point? Jesus said, you're going to be in the world, you're going to deal with this stuff, but you're not of the world, and oh, by the way, you have been given Holy Spirit to battle this stuff, and Jesus is walking with us through the whole thing. So it's no longer our point. That's everybody else's that believes that way. We as sons and daughters of the kingdom cannot believe that way any longer. All right. I want to paint this picture as well. Not only is QAnon disinformation campaign, there was not a plan. Now, I don't make statements like this unless there are massive primary source documents behind what I am saying. There was not a plan like the Q was talking about. Now, there was a plan in regards to the election stuff, and we're going to talk about that on a different show and how to combat it. The problem is Vice President Pence ended up being a traitor to this country and a traitor to the Constitution when he did what he did. And the full story is going to ultimately come out on this. And it's going to be crystal clear what happened and that he picked self-interest over the Constitution. Number two. Right now, there is no secret plan. There's a plan to address election integrity. Trump's putting something together with that. But there is no plan as far as Insurrection Act or these people being arrested. That's just totally false. It was false hope. And all this stuff that's being ginned up on the internet, Simone Parks and some of these other guys, it's just not accurate. Steve Pachinik, stay away from these guys. It is absolute garbage. They're introducing false hope. And it's just not accurate. It's not true. President Trump won the election. There was election fraud, 100%, no question about it. And it was widespread, no question about that. Joe Biden is a pretender. All of his executive orders that are coming in are part of a plan, and I'm going to go through what that plan is right now. So now from the front, your daily intelligence briefing, we're going to start on the international front. Within 48 hours of the inauguration of the pretender, U.S. troops were ordered back into Syria. How many of you knew that? Most people, this went under the radar. It was a convoy of 40 trucks, armored vehicles, and helicopters flying overhead. So they go back into Syria. Why? Here is what the near-term plan is, and also the long-term plan. This is super important. So pay attention to this. The near-term plan is they're going to continue silencing patriots on social media. They're going to continue investigating and probably arresting people that merely showed up at the Capitol, but who were leaders in the patriot movement. In fact, one pastor, actually several, are being investigated right now, who were on the steps and never went inside. One was arrested. Dr. Simone Gold was arrested. Never went inside. She was on the show here, but what, a month ago. So they're bent, hell-bent on silencing patriots. They're going to try to continue to do this. And it's not going to just be social media platforms. It's going to be encrypted communication platforms. So I'm going to give you some solutions here. If you are not already on Gab, WeSpeak, and MeWe, at least as alternative platforms, you need to open up a social media platform or social media page on each one of those. MeWe, Gab, and WeSpeak, at least. Now, I know there's a whole bunch of other ones out there, but these ones are garnering the most right now. And, oh, by the way, they have the best infrastructure to withstand these attempts to silence patriots. Okay, number two, encrypted communication. There are all kinds of different encrypted communication that's out there. A lot of people are using Telegram. A lot of people are using Signal. A lot of people are using Wire. A lot of people are using Proton Mail. A lot of people are using Cryptex. Here's my point with this. You choose whatever you're going to choose, okay? There's a whole ton out there. But use encrypted communication for your daily communication, regular communication with friends and family members. Start doing that now and setting up your groups now. This is the way we defeat their narrative. They cannot control the narrative right now. That's what's scaring them. That's why they have to censor, and that's why they have to try to crack down on these things, because they're losing the battle for the truth. The truth is winning out, and they want to silence it. It's what communists always do. So make sure you have it now. Listen to my voice. Make sure you have it now. The intermediate term, this is what I believe that they're trying to do. Now, Jack Decker outlined some of this. I'm going to fill in a little bit more of the blanks. First of all, their plan is to collapse the economy here in the United States of America in the next year so that they can blame it on Trump. What they're trying to do is bring back shades of Herbert Hoover and Franklin Roosevelt. Herbert Hoover was a one-time Republican president, one-term Republican president, and they tried to blame the crash, the stock market crash, on Herbert Hoover, even though that's not what did it. It was the Federal Reserve, okay? But, and that was actually admitted to in 2002 by one of the heads of the Federal Reserve. Anyway, the point is that they are trying to collapse the economy so quickly so they can blame it on Trump. So stop asking, are these people stupid? They're not stupid. This is an intentional plan. They're trying to collapse the economy and then blame it on President Trump. All right. The second thing that they are doing and planning, and we come against all this in Jesus' name, but the second thing that they're planning is to create a crisis in the Middle East. Within 24 hours of the inauguration, they roll these troops in. This is to create a crisis in the Middle East. They're going to start another war in the Middle East. Now, at the same time, they're going to weaken the protections, and they already are doing this. This is their planned intent to weaken the protections of the electric grid here in America. Oh, Matt, that's hyperbole, you say. No, it's not, actually. Coming to us from the post-millennial, Biden removes Trump order protecting U.S. power grid from China. Bam, there you go. So Trump had put this in. One of the first things Trump did was address this issue of our power grid being unprotected from, for example, an electromagnetic pulse, cyber attacks, etc. And he went to protect it. Now Biden is reversing that. And you can read that for yourself in the post-millennial. I want to make sure that everybody understands this. Joe Biden, the pretender, is removing the security for the United States bulk power system. Why would he do that? And oh, by the way, it's for 90 days, so they're giving us windows of time that they believe they're going to act in. This is why what I think that is happening. I think they're going to start this crisis in the Middle East. They're going to pull U.S. troops, probably with Patriot profiles, by the way, over to the Middle East. During that period of time, there will be a mysterious cyber attack on the United States, or maybe even an EMP on the United States, that will take down the power grid, will take down the internet, and could possibly take down the cellular infrastructure. Okay? They want to do this attack then. This is what their plan is. Jack Decker talked about this as the worst case scenario in the war games. But what wasn't part of that was this other thing happening in the Middle East, although Tom Clancy actually wrote about this in the book Executive Orders. Some of you may remember that book. He wrote about this idea that they would pull U.S. troops over there. And the most concerning thing about what happened in D.C. surrounding the pretender's faux inauguration was what they did with the National Guard. This is super critical to understand this. Every member of the military has some level of security clearance. I want you to hear that again. Every member of the military has some level of security clearance. That security vetting is going on continuously. So this idea that the FBI tried to put out there that, oh, we need to vet more people because it doesn't that's just not true. Number one. Number two, why are they vetting them with the excuse of looking at social media profiles of certain individuals to determine they're patriots or not? And then multiple high-level figures, including the former CIA director Brennan, who voted for a Communist Party candidate, by the way, come out and say that Trump supporters essentially need to be purged. And this isn't just one person saying this. This is across the board. They are saying what their plan is. In fact, I understand that there was some contemplation of legislation to purge Trump supporters from the military. Why? Because they know that the military, the vast majority of the special forces and the military in general, support the Constitution. And so now he's got a problem. They can't fulfill their communist revolution with that in the way. So they're attacking the very institutions that keep the communists at bay. And we have talked about some of this on the show before. We have talked about how there has been this push to purge key institutions in this country. And interestingly enough, this is happening at a rapid pace under the radar of most people. Forcing people in the military to get COVID vaccinations, for example, trying to root out people and basically saying that you'll be fired unless you take the vaccination. I got to tell you something, not even with the anthrax vaccination did they act that heavy-handed. Why are they doing that? And by the way, it was just admitted the COVID-19 so-called vaccination isn't a vaccination. It is actually patented as a gene therapy. Why would they do that? Folks, open your eyes. They are weakening the population. They're trying to get everybody scared. They're trying to track and control everybody. They're trying to remove the people that are best able to defend the Constitution and protect the Constitution. They're weakening our grid infrastructure. You would expect this from a communist agent. Huh. I guess that answers that question. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So what do we do? Okay. I'm going to talk quickly to a lot of folks out there. Number one, we predicted, we being a group of people, including our guest today, predicted that there would continue to be riots after the inauguration. That's exactly what happened. Seattle is in flames. Tacoma now is being put in flames. And you have also plans by Antifa and these other groups to do this even worse across the country. Why would they do this? They're trying to create a leverage point so that the Democrats can claim they're listening to the people and they need to have true election reform. And that election reform is essentially going to be to enshrine the Marxists in power in perpetuity. Don't fall for this stuff. They're setting up this violent action. It's part of a communist strategy, setting up this violent action to then use it as a negotiating point for this election reform. And this was actually put into the Transition Integrity Project memo. Get food, water stored up, or the ability to procure water stored up. Have the ability to communicate. Ham radios are a fantastic way to communicate if the rest of the grid goes down. The American Readout Radio Operators Network and John Jacob Schmidt, we've been on the show together before. He has a great training program there and all the information you could ever possibly want on it. Make sure you have redundant social media platforms, redundant encrypted communications ability. Make sure you have some medical supplies, and especially if you're somebody that takes medication regularly. And have provision to prosper, have plans to prosper in the environment that we're being put in. How could you survive 6 months without a job tomorrow? Could that happen? Start thinking this way. American self-reliance and continuing to get free speech, truth out, is what is going to stop a lot of the plans that these globalists have in the background right now, and these Marxists and jihadists. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us. And if you get a chance, go to MeWe. Soon, Parler's going to be back online too. MeWe. Gab. We Speak. Find me on there. Like the page, share it with your friends. Remember, we are also on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Amazon. And go check out some of these articles. It's incredible. Most people miss this stuff. Share it with your friends and your family that don't know and don't understand. All right, it's my pleasure today to introduce our guest, Alex Newman, senior editor for the New American Magazine, one of the preeminent prognosticators. You were right in a lot of ways, Alex. I'll say it. I know you're not going to say it. You were right in a lot of ways about what was going to happen. And sure enough, here we are. Thanks for being on Patriot Radio today with me.
It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me, Matt.
So, all right, where do we start? Let's start here. So within 24, 48 hours of the faux inauguration, all of a sudden, troops are going back into Syria. Let's start in the Middle East. What are you hearing? What do you think is going to be happening through all this?
Well, it was very clear from the beginning that the Uni Party, the neocons, the rhinos, the Republican establishment, and the Democrats were itching to get involved in more wars and to expand the existing wars. I think that's one of the reasons they hated Donald Trump so much, is that they wouldn't perpetuate and grow the never-ending wars in the Middle East and everywhere else. Right? And so we do see now there was a terrorist attack in Baghdad, and now some of the new Biden, quote-unquote, national security people are demanding that we send thousands of additional troops into Iraq. They're making noises about going back into Syria. And that's just the start. There's even now talk of getting involved in Venezuela. It's unbelievable. And on the one issue where you would think the U.S. government would take a strong stand overseas, on Taiwan, you see Biden basically signaling that the CHICOMs, the mass murdering Communist Party of China, is free to waltz into Taiwan whenever they feel like it and take it over and do what they did to Hong Kong, basically bring it under their thumb. Despite our treaty agreements with Taiwan, it really is a shameful thing, Matt. And I think that's why they were so excited when Biden got in, is, hey, now more money for military contractors, more building of the new world order, more globalism, more dead people. It's a horror show, but we knew this was coming. So,
well, let's come back home domestically. You have this executive order that flew under the radar where Biden removed the protections that Trump put in place over the U.S. power grid, specifically from foreign actors like China doing cyber and EMP. Pretty incredible that a president would come in and then immediately weaken our power grid. It seems like they're signaling something.
It does. And I think the slogan, China owns Biden, is more than just a slogan. It's almost a truism at this point. It is a fact. And not just through Hunter Biden. You know, we got the leaked information from his laptop. We got the information from Tony Bublinski. The Biden family is basically a wholly owned subsidiary of the most murderous dictatorship on the planet. The one foreign government that truly does pose an existential threat to the United States of America, that has been cooperating with the deep state literally since its inception, with the Rockefellers of the world, the Soroses of the world, the Rothschilds, the Gateses, and the Bloombergs of the world. And Biden has taken almost immediate action, like you pointed out, to allow them to come back into our power grid, to weaken our national security protections, to allow them to run all over us. And I mean, on the economic front, which is also critical to national security, you see the exact same thing. Some of the first things he did, for example, was rejoining the Paris Agreement. Now, you need to understand, the Paris Agreement has nothing whatsoever to do with climate. I was actually in Paris when they negotiated this abomination. I was at the UN summit. And the main purpose of the Paris Agreement, forget the climate, was to weaken the American economy, to finish off what remained of our productive capacity, of our factories, of our manufacturing base, and ship it all to China. How do we know? Well, because under the Paris Agreement, the Obama regime pledged to decrease our CO2 emissions by 25 to 28% within 5 years. Of course, this was never submitted to the Senate for ratification. And China pledged to do absolutely nothing. In fact, they promised that their CO2 emissions were going to continue rising until at least 2030. Now, to be clear, I think CO2 emissions are wonderful. I don't blame the Chinese or anybody else on Earth for putting out CO2 emissions. In fact, I encourage it. It's the gas of life. I had the opportunity to interview Trump's climate advisor, Dr. Will Happer, a physicist from Princeton. So the Earth is starving for more CO2. Plants are desperate for more CO2 in the atmosphere. That's why farmers pump it into their greenhouses, because it helps the plants grow. And he told me they're designed to live in an atmosphere with 4 to 5 times as much CO2. So I'm not one of these lunatics who pretends to be concerned about the gas of life. That's silly. But when you look at this agreement, it's clear, first of all, it's people who came up with it don't even believe their own propaganda. If they believed their own propaganda, they'd say, wait a minute, why are Chinese CO2 emissions less dangerous to the climate than American CO2 emissions? And so what's going to happen under this agreement? Very simple. American energy prices are going to skyrocket. We saw the same thing with the killing of the Keystone XL pipeline. So American energy prices will skyrocket. The regulatory environment will become more and more expensive. And so what are American businesses going to do? They're going to say, hey, we can't compete globally in this environment. Our electricity costs are 3 times what they would be in China. Heck, move the factory over to China. So what happens? The American economy is hollowed out. Without a strong economy, of course, we can't support a proper military. What happens? All of that production and all of those CO2 emissions move over to China. They build up Chinese economy. They build up the Chinese military. And, I mean, it's, I think that is really the core of the agreement. And so you see that in every possible way, the new Biden administration is trying to strengthen communist China and trying to weaken the United States, and it's not an accident.
No, not an accident. I find it interesting that shortly before this broadcast, I discovered that Mike Lindell, Rich Higgins, and several other people, whistleblowers, patriots, heroes in many respects, were deplatformed by Twitter. And, you know, all of this is happening at once. And for those of us that know history, you know, this raises virtually every red flag in the book, you know. And we understand that their purpose is to try to weaken America because we're the greatest obstacle to what the globalists want to do.
That's exactly right, Matt. That is the nail on the head right there. And actually, I was just deplatformed from Facebook on Friday. Permanent suspension, no explanation. I know why it was. It's because I released a video interviewing a highly credentialed doctor, former president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, explaining that COVID-19 was actually a Chinese bioweapon and that CCP members working in these vaccine companies, that something was very fishy about these vaccines and that people ought to be more than extremely cautious about taking them. And so Facebook saw that interview. It was going viral. It was seen hundreds of thousands of times on YouTube and on Facebook. So both of them took it down. I got permanently deleted. And think about the issue, the communist China issue. So it's no surprise that they're deplatforming us all for exposing what's going on here. And you perfectly explained the reason. The New World Order that they're trying to build. And remember, George Soros, the billionaire money bags to the left, I've got the video, it's still on YouTube, amazingly. He explained to the Financial Times some years ago that communist China needs to own the New World Order. That's the exact phrase that he used, in the same way that the United States owned the Old World Order. And in this New World Order that they're building, they intend to absolutely eliminate individual freedom. To the extent that you get any, it's a privilege, and you should be thankful for it. It's not a God-given right. And so these two worldviews, the biblical worldview that America is based on, that God created us all, that government exists to punish evil, that murder and stealing are evil because they're a violation of your individual rights and because God said so, and that government exists to protect these rights, that's not compatible with the world order that they want to build, where you have no rights, you have no property, you don't even have a right to life. In fact, if our population control right. experts decide that you have too many children, we're going to actually murder your baby before it's born. So that's the world that we're heading into, and these two visions aren't compatible. That is why the effort to destroy the United States has now gone into overdrive.
There's a couple other things that I want to talk about very quickly. I want to jump back to the Middle East. There is a very clear indication that they want to start another war over there. There's also a really disturbing implication that they want to take profiled patriot soldiers and separate them out of the military, or maybe they'll send them over to the Middle East. I think that was the scariest thing, or not, we should never be scared as Christians, the most concerning thing out of the whole Washington, D.C. debacle was that they started doing this, even though every single member of the military has some level of security clearance that is continuously vetted. They tried to make it sound like they don't. Talk about that a little bit and the implication for the Middle East and what you're hearing about what might be spinning up over there.
Yeah, well, there's several critical things at work here. The attempts to purge the military of conservatives, of Christians, of Trump supporters, of people who realize that the November election was rigged, and I will say it, and I'll say it, and I'll say it, and I'll say it again. The election was rigged. I don't care what Facebook says. I don't care what Twitter says. I don't care what the fake media says. The election was obviously rigged. In fact, it was rigged so obviously it was almost like they wanted us to know it was rigged, or at least they didn't care. And so now they're talking about, and it's the same thing you've seen in every totalitarian takeover of a nation in all of history. They have to go through the military and the armed services and the law enforcement agencies and purge anyone who's loyal to the old ideas, to the old regime, to the old foundations of America. And that's what we're seeing now. And, of course, it's eventually going to extend far beyond the military. John Brennan, the communist, self-proclaimed communist, who said he voted for Gus Hall in 1978, the Soviet candidate for U.S. elections, He went on TV and he said that Biden's people were focusing in a laser-like fashion. And he described the opposition to the Biden regime as an insurgency. And he said it brings together conservatives and religious extremists, by which he means Christians who actually believe the Bible. And even libertarians will throw them in for good measure. And then, of course, you have to throw in white supremacists and Nazis just to make all the others look bad. So he talked about us, concerned Americans, well over half the population, as an insurgency that needs to be dealt with. And so they'll probably start by purging the military. They'll start by purging anybody in federal law enforcement who resists this agenda, because they know as long as those people are there, they might resist, they might object, they might disobey unconstitutional illegal orders, they might feed intelligence to state and local officials who are still loyal to America. So they need to be disposed of, and sending them to the Middle East might be one way of getting rid of them in a relatively non-controversial way. And then as for the looming war in the Middle East, you're absolutely right. They do want another war in the Middle East. They've wanted a war in the Middle East all along. I mean, even when Trump was the president, they were trying and trying and trying to goad him into attacking Syria. And I think the real reason, I mean, there's several geopolitical aims that they have in the Middle East, but I think the real reason why they're so anxious to remove some of these governments and stir up more conflict and more war and more genocide, they've told us this. Right? If you read the Council on Foreign Relations magazine, the CFR is deep state headquarters in America, for those who aren't familiar with the organization, they 5 years ago, they put out an article explaining their goal for the Middle East. And that was to create what they described as a Middle Eastern Union. And they wanted to put the Turks and the Persians and the Arabs and the Jews and even the North Africans all under one massive Middle Eastern Union, very much along the lines of the European Union. And that really is their ambition for every area of the world. In America, they want the North American Union with Mexico and Canada. In South America, they've already got the South American Union. Putin in Russia is building the Eurasian Union. In Southeast Asia, they've got the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. They've already built the African Union. So the whole world, they hope, will eventually come under the control of these regional governments, which will then be plugged into the global system. And the Middle East is the toughest nut to crack, because what do Jews have in common with Arabs? What do Arabs have in common with, with Persians? So you have this huge, incredible diversity of people groups there, and they're not really fond of the idea of surrendering control over their own destiny to an unaccountable regional union. And so that's why they outlined this in the article. The way we built the European Union in Europe was by exploiting the wars. People were tired of the wars, and that gave us the go-ahead to be able to create this European Union. We need to do the same thing in the Middle East.
Yeah, absolutely. This is exactly where they're headed with this. One of the other things that I think I would like to bring up, you touched on it earlier a little bit, is this the tech censorship that's going on throughout the country. Clearly, they're aiming at deplatforming people across the board on social media. But it looks like there's looming an attack on encrypted communication for people as well that's coming.
Yes, they've already launched the opening salvos in that war, and it's going to intensify. And I do want to caution people as well that a lot of these encrypted services, yes, they are encrypted, but there are many, many ways for the intelligence agencies, not just in the United States, but in other countries, to access the information that's going over them. So the safest way to have a conversation that you don't want in the NSA's database or in Beijing's databases is to have it in person with no technology anywhere in the vicinity, including your cell phones, even your dumb phones, even your televisions, anything that's hooked up to the internet or that has a camera or a microphone. If you need to have private conversations, make sure they're truly private. And I do hope people will be aware, but you're right, Matt, they are coming for, and it's not just the encrypted services, it's any service at all that allows conservatives or Christians or anybody opposed to these agendas to communicate with each other and to communicate with the outside world. That's what we're seeing, and frankly, I think the reason why they've accelerated this war on all these different means of communication is because they're terrified. They know that so many people are waking up so quickly, so many people are seeing where this is all going, that if they don't do this now, they may lose control and they may well end up in some pretty hot water. And so that's why they're moving, I think, quicker than they normally like to. And that's good and that's bad, but it's the situation we're in, I think.
Well, Robert Welch called this years ago, and really, I want to shift to what practical steps can people take right now A lot of people are asking. I had over 1,000 messages. You probably had more than that last week. Just people asking, what do we do now? What practical steps can we take right now based on the trajectory of the of this pretender in the White House attempting to collapse the economy, et cetera, et cetera? What do we do?
Yeah, that's such a good question, Matt. And actually, I heard you talk a little bit before you brought me on, and I want to echo what you said 100%. The Bible says if you don't take care of your own family, you're worse than an infidel. So for every husband out there, for every father out there, for every mother, for every wife, you need to have the well-being of your family in mind as one of the top priorities. And so I would say the top priorities, make sure you have a good relationship with God. Make sure that your sins are forgiven. Make sure that you are praying regularly, asking God for wisdom, asking God to guide your steps. Ultimately, he's in charge, and you know what he wants is what's going to happen. And so the safest place for any of us to be is in Christ. That's where we need to be. We need to have no fear, and to be in that place, we need to have a relationship with our Savior. So I urge everybody, if you are not yet saved, if you are not sure that you have a relationship with God, make that your absolute top priority. Go talk to Matt. go to some Bible-believing church and get plugged in, because that really is the most important thing. Secondly, get prepared for your physical needs, for your safety. I think we're heading into what looks to be a looming crisis in food supplies. Actually, I wrote an article about this at my personal website. It's at libertysentinel.org. It's Be Prepared for 2021, the Good, the Bad, and the Very Ugly. And I have a list of things that people can do to prepare themselves. And it's just what you said, Matt. Make sure you have medicine. Make sure you have some extra food supplies. Some extra ammo wouldn't hurt. Make sure that you have the ability to last if you lose your job, if you're canceled, whatever the situation may be. If the situation permits, make sure you have a good relationship with your local officials. Make sure you know your mayor and your county commissioners and your sheriff. And I know in Spokane there's an issue with the sheriff, but there's plenty of other sheriffs all across this country who are wonderful, God-fearing, Constitution-supporting Americans. Make sure you support them, you have a relationship with them, and that things are good between you if it's possible. And if it's not, try to get them removed at the next election. And politically speaking and educationally, I think parents need to protect their own children. I know I sound like a broken record, but I'll sound like a broken record if that's what it takes. Get your children out of the brainwash camps. They're going to turn them against you. They're doing the same thing they did in China and in Nazi Germany. They're turning the kids against their parents. You do not want to have to worry about your own kids amid the craziness that appears to be on the horizon. And finally, get involved politically and get involved in educating your community. If you're not a member of the John Birch Society yet, I recommend that you get involved. You'll get subscription to the New American Magazine. You'll get a bulletin every month with key action items that you can focus on. And get involved at the state and local level. And, you know, we've all got to be working on this. I know a lot of people feel demoralized right now, Matt. A lot of people are thinking, hey, the election was rigged. You know, there's nothing we can do. It's over. We're going to be slaves. That's exactly the attitude that they want you to have, right? They want you to feel powerless and demoralized and to just keep your head down and submit. That means we need to redouble our efforts. So if you were active a little bit before all of this, you need to be active a lot going forward.
Absolutely. I want to take a little bit of a sharp tack to a different subject, and that is this so-called vaccine. It has now come out. It's been exposed. The primary source documents are there to prove that it is not a vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It is, in fact, a gene therapy. A lot of people, interestingly, Dr. Simone Gold arrested, you know, just for being there at the Capitol, obviously not because she didn't enter the building. So obviously it was because of what she believes. We're probably going to start seeing a lot more of that. But I want to stay on the vaccine question right now. A lot of people asking, should we just capitulate and do it so we can still travel and have some semblance of freedom? What's your answer to that?
No way. Under no circumstances. I encourage everybody to do their research. Don't take my word for it. I'm not a doctor. I've interviewed at least a dozen doctors who've spoken on this. Almost all those interviews naturally have come down from the big social media sites and the big tech sites. I doubt the centers had any kind of medical qualifications, but do your research. There is a much darker agenda here, and it's not even just to kill you or make you sick. It's even deeper than that. If you look at what these maniacs are talking about, they've got the Great Reset going, for example. Just look at what they're telling you, for crying out loud. You don't have to look in the dark, smoky rooms and all that. They're telling you to your face. They're talking about merging man and machine. They're talking about editing your DNA. Bill Gates has been blabbering about this for years. He wrote an article in the Foreign Affairs, the magazine of the Council on Foreign Relations, called Gene Editing for Good. Go read it. This guy is suggesting that the DNA that God gave you is inadequate, but that Bill Gates and his billionaire crony totalitarians have a better idea of what your DNA ought to look like. Frankly, I think that needs to be rejected outright, out of hand. And you're right. This is not a vaccine in the traditional sense. This is something that is unprecedented. It actually bypasses your body's own defense mechanisms, gets into the programming language of your cells, and programs them to do things like create various proteins, maybe COVID proteins, et cetera. We need to be extremely concerned, and I would urge everybody to do their own research about this. The information is out there. Don't use Google. Don't use YouTube. But if you know where to look, you'll find the information.
You will. It's out there enough. And I think that's, again, getting back to what we were talking about earlier, that's what they're most afraid of. We're able to bypass what they're doing right now. And ultimately, who knows? Maybe there will be radio reports and interviews over ham radio one day if they continue to shut down the internet like they're doing. But I think that free speech and getting the truth out is really putting a crimp in their plans. It's getting in their decision cycle, like you said. It's really beginning to... They're having to speed up, and it's beginning to make them anxious that they're not moving fast enough. And I think that can only play into the hands of freedom and liberty.
Absolutely, Matt. And frankly, the behavior that they are exhibiting is behavior of a paranoid individual, somebody who lives in terror, somebody who goes to sleep at night wondering, oh my goodness, are they going to figure out what we've done? And that's good. That's their conscience, if they still have one, if it hasn't been seared yet. And the Bible says, in Proverbs 28, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So we should not be fearful. Let them be fearful. They should be fearful. They are engaged in absolute evil. They will face consequences, even if it's not in this life. And it may be in this life, depending on how things go. But even if it's not in this life, if they don't repent, they will face eternal consequences. So we should not be scared. God put us here in this place at this time for some particular reason. Our job is to find out what that is. The best place to figure that out is just open up his word. That's how he speaks to his people. Open up his word, read it, find out what your role is in all of this, and then get to work.
Amen. Where can people go to get more information and read the article on being prepared on Liberty Sentinel?
That's at libertysentinel.org, and Sentinel is S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L, libertysentinel.org, and it's right under featured news there. There's four articles there. People can find it there. And then most of my journalistic work goes at The New American. You can find that at thenewamerican.com. I encourage people to subscribe to the print magazine because, you know, with the way the internet is going, there's no guarantee that you'll still be able to access our information online for much longer, but if you get the print magazine, that should hopefully continue long into the future.
Alex Newman, thank you so much for everything you're doing. Keep up the fight, and just appreciate your voice, because it has probably done more than you can possibly know to stop these evil plans that they've had for many years, and they're trying to culminate it now. And just keep up the fight, keep pinning stuff, and look forward to having you on again. Blessings.
Well, the feeling is mutual. Thank you so much, Matt. God bless you, too.
All right. Alex Newman, senior editor at The New American, also Liberty Sentinel Media. Go check out libertysentinel.org and go take a look at his preparedness. I'm going to post this up online right now. Go take a look at his preparedness article. Folks, so many people have said that it's not that bad. It can't be. That's normalcy bias. Break out of the normalcy bias. I'm telling you right now, I want to end the show with something that I mentioned earlier. Rich Higgins, a hero. He's the guy that blew the whistle on the first coup against President Trump. Deplatformed from Twitter along with Mike Lindell. Why are they taking the leaders off of Twitter? Why are they doing that? What are they trying to hide? Some of what they're trying to hide has been exposed, not fully yet, but has been exposed and will be exposed over the following weeks and months. Meanwhile, we need to be prepared, each one of us, in our own individual families, to provide for our families, to defend our families. We need to be ready to do that. And as Christians, we need to be fighting the war in the spiritual right now. It's something that we no longer can push away or wish away. The wolf is at the door. The battle is at the gates. And God has the key to that gate. He said he gave the keys of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. Let's ask for the keys in prayer. And let's keep America free, which I know will be a blessing to the Lord. There's some parts of America that may not want to stay free. That's okay. I mean, it's not from our perspective, but if that's their choice, that's their choice. As far as it's up to us, our areas should remain free. Our areas should remain free. And free America does still exist. And free America will win out. And free America is something worth fighting for. And we need to be, as Christians, off the couch, making our own plans for defending this great republic. To do otherwise, I believe, is really hateful. Hateful to what it means to be an American. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you. And may he truly make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.